We're talking about ethics and negotiations, the true cost of representation. I used to call this presentation Ethics and Negotiations, Are There Any? And then what happens is, you know, I'm a litigator, so then you go and you litigate, and then people throw back at you the things that you've said in CLEs, and so we had to take out the Are There Any and change it to the true cost of representation. So let's talk about this for a second. This is a very old question. This is a quote from Cicero. This is actually written in 44 BC. This was the last thing that Cicero wrote before he died. Suppose, for example, in a time of dearth and famine at Rhodes, with provisions at fabulous prices, and suppose that an honest man has imported a large cargo of grain from Alexandria, and that to his certain knowledge, also several other importers have set sail from Alexandria, and that on the voyage he has sighted their vessels laden with grain and bound for Rhodes. Is he to report this fact to the Rhodians, or is he to keep his own counsel and sell his own stock at the highest market price? So ethics is the study of morals, and Cicero's question is, what should the merchant do? But our question is, what should the merchant's lawyer do? That's why we're here. So let's talk about this very, very old question that is still relevant today. So this is the Spaulding versus Zimmerman case. This is from 1957. David Spaulding, who is a minor, he's actually 20 years old, but at the time the age of majority was 21. David Spaulding is in a car wreck, and his father sues on his behalf. He suffers serious injuries. His father sues on his behalf. He is examined by his own physician and then two physicians that are hired as expert witnesses. None of these physicians notice anything wrong with his heart. The defendant also hires an expert physician who examines David and determines that David has a small rupture in his aorta, which an aneurysm, which, if left untreated, will kill him. For whatever reason, and we'll get back to this in a second, the plaintiff's lawyers don't send discovery requests to the defendant that obtained this information. I don't know why. It's not in the case. We don't understand.